KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly cloudy here in Atlantic and 62 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy and warmer today with isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high of 85. Could have some areas of dense fog this morning as well. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Police in Red Oak arrested a man for public intoxication late last night. 20-year-old Dylan Thomas Griffith of Red Oak was taken into custody near 4th and Market Streets at around 11 p.m. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 44-year-old Alan Gray of Villisca was arrested around 10:30 a.m. Saturday. Gray was taken into custody for unauthorized use of a credit or debit card following an investigation into a lost debit card. The card's owner had reported it was used without permission at the Dollar General store in Villisca. Gray was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Police in Red Oak Saturday afternoon arrested 25-year-old Trent Thomas Brammer of Shenandoah. Brammer was taken into custody at around 3 p.m. on a charge of public intoxication in the 300 block of East Elm Street. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. September is National Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, and Cass County Health System Senior Life Health Solutions Team is working to raise awareness. On August 30th, the Cass County Board of Supervisors proclaimed September to be Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month for all of Cass County. Carmen Rowland, RN, Program Director of Senior Life Solutions, says, "We're very fortunate to have the support of the supervisors on this proclamation. Mental health is a vital part of everyone's overall health, and the more we can talk about it, the more we can encourage loved ones to seek help, and the healthier our communities and families can be." This proclamation, she says, recognizes the mental health conditions are real and prevalent in our communities, and that all of us have a role to play in promoting mental wellness and preventing suicide. Senior Life Solutions provides life-changing care through an intensive outpatient group counseling program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults, typically age 65 and older, struggling with depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions often related to aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions. You call 712-250-8100 for more information. According to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 129 deaths by suicide occurred per day on average, and there are an estimated 1.4 million attempted suicides per year. Talk of suicide should never be dismissed, and if you or someone you know is thinking of suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255. You can also connect with the Crisis Text Line, a global not-for-profit organization providing free crisis intervention by a SMS message by texting 741-741. Elsewhere in state news, two Iowans died in separate crashes Sunday afternoon. The Iowa State Patrol reports the first accident happened around 2:30 p.m. Sunday in southern Iowa's Clark County. Authorities say a 2007 Pontiac G6 driven by 33-year-old Gregory A. Patterson of Des Moines was traveling south on 330th Street at a high rate of speed when the vehicle went onto the left shoulder. Patterson overcorrected and drove onto the right shoulder, causing the car to go out of control and roll over several times. Patterson died from his injuries at the scene. Two passengers in the vehicle, 20-year-old Wyatt Pett of Garden Grove and 17-year-old Ryan Coe of Osceola, were injured but refused medical treatment at the scene. The accident remained under investigation. The second accident happened just before 3 p.m. Sunday in northern Iowa's Worth County. The patrol says a 2017 Nissan Murano driven by 61-year-old Peggy Julseth of Kensett was westbound in the eastbound lane of travel. Curtis Johnson of Lake Mills was driving a 2003 Dodge Ram and was unable to avoid colliding with the SUV. The vehicles hit near the intersection of 410th Street and Jonquil Avenue. Both drivers were transported to a local hospital where Julseth died from her injuries. That accident also remains under investigation. A child was seriously injured in a hit-and-run in Linn County Saturday afternoon. The Linn County Sheriff's Office says the child was struck by a vehicle south of Central City on Highway 13 at around 4:30 p.m. When they arrived on the scene, they found 3-year-old Hunter Lee Perez injured and lying on the shoulder of the road. The vehicle that struck Perez had left the scene. The boy was airlifted to university hospitals in Iowa City for treatment of serious injuries. The driver has not yet been identified, and the Linn County Sheriff's Office is asking anyone with information on the identity of that driver to contact their office. Also, police in the eastern Iowa town of Clinton are searching for the driver who fled after a vehicle fatally struck a pedestrian. Clinton police say 42-year-old Emiliano Barrios was killed Friday night while crossing a neighborhood street. Authorities say the vehicle fleeing crashed into a tree, but the driver has not yet been identified. In our funeral announcements, Linda Whipple, age 80, of Messina and formerly of Rapid City, South Dakota, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Linda Whipple will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Laverne Arnold Tibben, age 87, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Laverne Tibben will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel is in charge of the arrangements. Betty McCunn, age 91, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Village in Indianola. Funeral services for Betty McCunn will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Steve Furch, age 74, of Bridgewater, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Steve Furch will be Friday at 10:30 at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Ruth McKinstry, age 85, of Harlan, died August 26th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Ruth McKinstry will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Carol Myers, age 72, of Atlantic and formerly of Avoca, Anchorage, Alaska, and New York City, died Friday at the Heritage House in Alaska in Atlantic. Visitation for Carol Myers will be held this Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. No formal service will be held. And Jean Ray Mahaffey, age 77, of Homosassa, Florida, died Wednesday at the Oak Hill Hospital in Brooksville, Florida. Services for Jean Mahaffey are currently pending in Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.